Well, that's a great gospel for a lot of our priests who are spending their first Sunday in their new parishes. I talked to Father Bazaar, and he's settling in well in Powell Island and doing beach ministry out there, right? And Father Glad has arrived. He's doing the other set of masses here this weekend and is doing well, too. And I was able to take a few days away in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Three of us priests from the Diocese of Lafayette, and unbeknownst to us, Father Mitch Guidry and two other priests from the Diocese of Lafayette were 10 miles away. Didn't even know it. We never ran into each other. It would have been nice. We could have had a little meal together. I was able to do a little horseback riding, 2 hours, actually, straight, and it took a while to walk normal after that, and canoeing and fishing. Lake Hamilton, they have striper there, and the smallest fish you're going to catch is like 14 pounds. And I had one on the line, but he got away. I think it was a record breaker, but you know how those stories go. The Statue of Liberty was given to us by the country of France for our 100th anniversary, possibly also to celebrate the end of the Civil War and the end of slavery. It was built by the engineer Gustave Eiffel, and you'll recognize that name. The Eiffel Tower was named after him. His firm ended up building that. But in 1876, the only thing ready was the torch-bearing arm, everything made out of copper. And so they sent it, and it was on exhibit in Philadelphia and New York. And we were in charge, the United States was in charge of building the pedestal, the massive pedestal for this statue. And even that was very costly, and the United States was having a hard time coming up with the money for that. But it was finally dedicated in 1886, about 10 years late. And the statue is a robed female goddess, a Roman goddess, representing libertas, liberty, freedom. She holds a tablet evoking the law, and on it is inscribed the date, July 4, 1776. At her feet, a broken chain. She is an icon of freedom of the United States and a welcome sign to immigrants throughout the ages. But to raise money to build that pedestal, a Jewish woman, Emma Lazarus, wrote a poem in 1883, and finally in 1903, it was engraved on a bronze plaque and placed inside the pedestal. And the last stanza you will recognize, you've probably heard it. It says, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." I lift my lamp beside the golden door. So happy 240th birthday, United States of America. 10 more years, we'll be celebrating that big quarter of a millennium, 250 years, the longest running government, continuous running government in world history. Well, today by divine providence, God gives us the readings which present to us the church, which has always been seen as a woman, as the bride of Christ, and as that woman who nurtures us and nurses us. We heard in Isaiah 66, after the Israelites had returned from the slavery of 70 years in Babylon, they were trying to rebuild the temple, and God encouraged them and promised them freedom and prosperity if they would follow him faithfully. And it represented Jerusalem, the Israel, as a woman nursing her children, right? So tender kind of comfort that God was promising to his people. And this comfort, of course, was meant to be for the whole world. Israel in the Old Testament was meant to be a shining light on a hill for all of the world to be attracted to the worship of the one true God, because so many did not know God as the universal King and only true God. And so we sang in Psalm 66, "Let all the earth cry out to God with joy," right? That was the intent, that all the earth would come to know God and be free to worship the true God. Well, in the gospel today, Jesus shows us that the church is that new woman and is the fulfillment of all of those Old Testament prophecies. Because just as Israel was made up of 12 tribes, Jesus chose 12 apostles, right? And then we heard in the gospel today that Jesus chose 72 disciples to go out preaching in pairs, two by two. Well, Moses had done the same thing. If you read the Old Testament, he chose 72 elders to help him to govern Israel. So Jesus is showing us that the church that we belong to is the new Israel, the Israel of God that St. Paul said in his reading today. And what were they supposed to go out and do but to free people from demonic possession and influence? Because before baptism, we are under a certain amount of demonic influence. And through ignorance of the truth, which a lot of people who have never heard the gospel are very superstitious and so forth, you're under demonic influence. And you can do some bad things, not even knowing that it's wrong. And so the disciples rejoice that the demons are even subject to the name of Jesus. But he says, greater than that is that your names are written in heaven. So that is what we want to focus on mostly. And it is through the sacraments, right, that we participate, we become card-carrying citizens of the kingdom of God. St. Paul today in his letter to the Galatians said that I bear in my body the marks of Christ. And it's not, he says, it doesn't matter whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, Jew or Gentile now. He says, all that matters is that we are baptized into Christ Jesus, that we've participated in his death and resurrection, and that we have been saved by his grace. And that's what we witness right here at this altar, the very death and resurrection of Christ. And your baptism into that mystery and your continual participation in it. Baptism was just the beginning, but it is a continual journey in the Lord through death and into eternity, right? So we have been marked as well through our baptism in the love of Jesus our Lord. And so imagine that Statue of Liberty as Mother Church, our spiritual mother who's been nourishing us. And then listen to those words again as Mother Church speaks to us. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. And what is that lamp? But Jesus Christ, who said, I am the light of the world. What is that door? But Jesus Christ, who said, I am the gate that the sheep have to pass through. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Mother Church, the Bride of Christ, always points to Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. What a great mother we have. She's been nursing us, most of us as cradle Catholics, right? For so long. Feeding us with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ and all the sacraments. Who would want to leave such a loving mother? God bless America.